We will no longer pay respect to these relics because their respect is now my respect. There was no passing of the torch. I took that torch and I used it to burn Kane and to burn Undertaker straight into ashes.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Welcome to Monday Night Raw!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
There's an old saying that they've been throwing around. One versus all. And that seems to be the theme of tonight's edition of Monday Night Raw. This is the Raw Post Show, heard live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. On Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, TuneIn Radio, searching Wild Talk Radio Network, among other platforms. We are presented, as always, by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. I am Sir Rockin', joined, as always, by my co-host, Lindsay Ward.
I don't even know what to make of that beyond Bray Wyatt took one look at Brock Lesnar and was like, nope.
No, he was like, nope, not going to be a thing. So, Monday Night Raw opened with the entire roster, most of them, on the stage. We had a joyous Vince McMahon and Stephanie McMahon come to the ring. You know they were having some fun tonight. And they brought up the whole thing, one versus all. You had Roman Reigns come out, and he said his little speech, and you know, they talked about all the chances for the Royal Rumble, including announcing that Brock Lesnar would be in the Royal Rumble. They even said Dolph Ziggler or Kevin Owens or even the New Day could win. And New Day said, that ain't booty. And then we had the Wyatt family appear on the announce table. Bray reminded us, anyone but you, Roman. Anyone but you. And Roman Reigns replied that, you know, what if I win? And they said his odds of winning were worse than winning the Powerball. And they even joked that it could be Dean Ambrose. But then again, nah, it won't be Dean Ambrose. Because Ambrose has a match. And this is where Sheamus attacked Ambrose. And it was going to be Sheamus versus Ambrose after the break. It was a solid opening segment. It's building to the Rumble.
It's building to the Rumble. It was a little long. I do like how Stephanie and Vince acted afraid of the Wyatt family because Bray and the kids just kind of showed up out of nowhere and Bray's standing on the announce table in the dark and they're like, yeah, okay, the psychos are here, so back to this. And then Roman showed up.
Right.
But I like that. I liked it. You know, it was what it was. I think it went a little bit too long, but it set up the purpose, which is here's all the guys Roman Reigns is going to have to go through to keep his title.
And they announced tonight in the main event, it would be one versus all. We'll get to that in a bit.
Not really, but okay.
Well, anyway. Intercontinental Championship was on. Why is it saying? Yeah, Intercontinental Champion Dean Ambrose took on Sheamus. Good match. Ended in a double countout. When Mr. Owens showed up after the match and attacked Dean Ambrose and took him out.
This is a little bit of a brutal match because Sheamus got busted open in this.
Yeah, he did. He got pushed into the ring post and got busted open the hard way. They got double counting out. And we had more brawling with Ambrose. And they had to check on Dean Ambrose. And later on it was announced that, I'm alright, I'm still breathing, I'm good, I'm still alive, goddammit. If I'm breathing, I will be alive.
Right?
Go ahead.
Although Renee was like, yeah, you have no chill, you need to calm down.
Just calm down, boy. Calm down. We had a conversation with Vince and Stephanie with Paul Heyman, and Brock doesn't want to be in the Rumble. He'd rather just be in the main event of WrestleMania. And Vince made a line, don't be trying to change my plans again. Thought that was funny.
Is he healthy?
If he's healthy, he's going to be there. So they had a closed-door meeting at this point. Go ahead.
If he's healthy, he's in!
He's in! He's got to be there. So throughout the night, there's negotiations that didn't go Paul Heyman's way, saying, you know, we're going to basically, Stephanie's basically put it out there. Well, we're the McMahons, and we're going to basically force your client to be in the Rumble because we own his contract. Paul Heyman didn't like that, and well, that's going to play a factor later on tonight. We had Stardust losing to Titus O'Neil. It was a thing, nothing too special.
Yeah, it was go Titus go. I don't know. It was what it was.
It was what it was, and Stardust attacked after the match. So there it was.
Props to Stardust for the Bella tribute. Damn you, Rob. Damn you so hard.
Yeah, damn it, Rob. We'll talk about it Saturday. # blame Rob on CB Radio. For the David Bowie stuff. We had the return of the highlight reel. And he talked about how, you know, the world is all excited. The social media is going crazy. Star Wars is number one. And Guns N' Roses is back together. And he's gonna start saving the WWE, and on Cumberland Day at the Royal Rumble, when he wins the match and the WWE Championship, out came the New Day. And they were mad because they were called Rudy Tootie Booty repeatedly, and well, you know, they weren't happy about it, and he tried to get the chant started again, and well, that was sort of a thing. They talked about how they were the rightful tag team of the year. You know, they didn't win the Slammy. Out came the Usos. And Xavier Woods said the only worst candidates for tag team of the year are Ricky Gervais and Mel Gibson. Ouch. Yeah, that was awkward at the Golden Globes. So Usos won in a match. Kofi pointed out that there's 3 members of them, only 2 Uso brothers, and Jericho called him a dumbass and pointed out there's 6 men in the ring. But they set up a tag match, Usos versus New Day. And the biggest thing from this one, Chris Jericho destroyed the trombone.
He broke Xavier Woods' soul.
There's a picture, I guess it's on Xavier Woods' Twitter or it was on WWE's Instagram, where he's in the training room trying to get his trombone fixed. The Usos won, by the way. It was Usos versus New Day. It's what you expected.
Pretty much.
But yeah, the whole part was he destroyed the trombone. It was like, oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah, it was special.
It was all kinds of special. We got the official announcement that Sting is in the WWE Hall of Fame. We'll talk more about it on The Rock Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the same platforms you're listening to this show right now.
Yep.
Then it was announced the Dudley Boys will take on the Wyatt Family at a tables match on SmackDown. But the Wyatt family came into the ring, and Bray Wyatt has this microphone in his hand. We're ready to hear a promo from Bray Wyatt, one of our favorite things to hear. And then out came the # social outcast.
Oh my god, I lost my crap over this. I so lost my crap because it's like, it's Bray and Bo. Oh yes, they're gonna do Bray and Bo. Yes, I've been waiting years for this. And they teased it. And I just have to sum up the general reactions of the Wyatt family when the social outcast walked out. Bray stood there giggling like a schoolgirl.
He did.
Luke was like, what the hell? And you know if Luke Harper is like, what the hell? Something's up. Eric was just confused, and he kept looking at his mask, and he kept looking at them, and he's like, they have a ginger. I'm confused.
I'm confused here. Half a ginger. Yeah.
And then Braun was just like, we're going to kill him now, right? Right, Dad?
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, it's just the Wyatt reactions to this were just priceless. And then Bray taunted Bo the whole match.
Yeah, he did. He did. He did taunt him in the whole entire match. And it's like, he's laughing. It's like, oh my god. Oh, he's really laughing at him. Okay. on the way to the ring, the Outcast Salt said they have four links, one chain. Bo said they are four musketeers, and they were here for a fight, and that's what led to the fight. This was the greatest 3 minutes. I don't even know if it was 3 minutes, but it felt like 3 minutes. Greatest 3 minutes of all time. This was just, we just sat here laughing the entire time how awesome it was. Ryback came out, helped the Social Outcast, and that was that.
And I was yelling, no, no, don't mess it up.
Don't mess this thing up, yeah. But I enjoyed that wholeheartedly. That was great. Give me more of that.
Yes, please. That was amazing.
Del Rio versus Kalisto for the United States Championship. Good, good match. And your winner, Kalisto, a new U.S. champion.
Yay, go Kalisto!
She got it right this time.
Shut up. Shut your face.
What? What? All right, fine. I won't say a word. I'll move on.
But yeah, move on.
This was a good match. This was a really good match. I had a feeling Kalisto was going to win because it was just the way they were dictating the match. I was like, he's going to win this thing. He's going to win. And I'll be damned, he picked up the win. It was awesome.
I agree. I think they're trying to...
With Sin Cara hurt, and with John Cena hurt, they had to start a new program. And you kind of figure Del Rio is not the long-term U.S. champion, so you're able to change the belt on a whim. And this was a nice, refreshing change. It was something you weren't expecting. It was like, oh, holy crap moment. As Kalisto won his first singles championship, his first WWE championship. That wasn't to do with NXT, so that was cool.
Yeah, and also, they're trying to, I think, free up Del Rio in case they decide to put the title on him.
Yeah, you're trying to free him up and try to move him on, I guess, because I think, like, the idea, I think, was to do John Cena and Del Rio at the Rumble, maybe put the belt on Cena, or just keep building Del Rio. But to start a program, and maybe you'll do a rematch at the pay-per-view between the two, get to put the belt back on Del Rio, you may do that. But it was nice, it was refreshing, and it was good. It was a good opportunity. I hope they do something with Kalisto. I really do.
Yes.
Charlotte and Ric Flair were backstage. Charlotte boasted that she beat Becky Flair and Square and questioned why she's the bad guy. Charlotte said if Paige taught her anything, it's that there's no room for settlement in this business. And Charlotte said Becky's the villain and she is the victim. And after the two of them walk off, Flair returned and said, that's his little girl. And then gave a crowd a woo.
Flair, be nice to the crowd.
All right. I got to say something and we're going to just throw this out there now. Hey, Mick Foley, please, you do not need to be involved in this. Please let this be about Charlotte and Becky. Please, please, please.
Yeah, I appreciate the novelty of Ric Flair. I'm always happy to see Ric Flair, but in this case, I'd rather see Charlotte stand on her own and get over on her own rather than use her fault.
Right, and throwing Mick Foley in there would just be overkill. Because it'll make it about Ric Flair and Mick Foley, not Charlotte and Becky, which it needs to be. So we had Charlotte coming to the ring to take on Brie Bella before the match could even begin. Charlotte's doing entrance. Becky Lynch comes out and attacks the champion. She has to get pulled off. Referees get her off, and then Flair got the mic and was like, she's not in no position to wrestle. The Divas Champion's not wrestling tonight, because she's hurt from the attack from Becky Lynch. And he was upset. And, yeah, nice heel tactic.
Yeah, very nice heel tactic. Very well done.
This was a good use of Flair, being the heel manager, getting her out, getting her his champion out of the ring without having to fight.
Yep.
Becky Lynch talked about how that Charlotte promised herself she would never use her Hall of Fame father for protection. Becky said that she's all alone and her emotions are exactly what they should be. She said she's the woman who made the champion tap out, and you can believe she will do it again. That was a strong, strong promo from Becky Lynch.
It was, yeah, and bless Becky. God, I wish they'd put the title on her.
We then have one versus all. Roman Reigns versus most of the entire roster. So you had Kevin Owens, Sheamus, Del Rio, The New Day, The Ascension, Tyler Breeze, who you could never see until they got on the apron, and the Wyatt family. I think I'm missing someone. But that's for the majority. That's who was out there. Stardust, that was the other one.
Yep.
And they were all out there, and Vince McMahon's like, Kevin Owens, you're up first. So the idea was Roman had to go through the entire roster until he lost. So it was basically Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens for 15 minutes. And when Roman Reigns started getting the advantage, the roster started to jump in. The Ascension started to jump in. And the New Day were getting destroyed. And Stardust got destroyed. Tyler Breeze got destroyed. And then Vince is like, all right, the next line, which is Alberto Del Rio, Sheamus, and the New Day. And you just see the Wyatt's family just standing there. Oh, we'll get our turn. Don't worry. We'll get in there when we're ready. But, Sheamus and Alberto Del Rio and the New Day were able to take down Roman Reigns in a bro kick and all that fun stuff. And they were about to do more damage to Roman Reigns when Brock Lesnar decided to show up. And the Beast destroyed the New Day, who were saying, go get him, get him, get him. And then he got them, and he destroyed, God, oh my God. Suplex after suplex to the New Day, he got Big E over, like, ease. Like, that was impressive. He took out Sheamus, he took out Del Rio.
He took out everybody, except the Wyatt family.
Yeah, it was Suplex City. The Wyatt family just sort of disappeared as quickly as they showed up. And then... with everyone laying out at ringside, Brock's looking at Roman, laying in the corner. He drags him to the center of the ring, sort of like, okay, I see you there, alright. He gives him the hand, lifts him up, into the F5, lays out the champion, smirks. Him and Heyman walk off to end Monday Night Raw. And the announcer, Michael Cole, goes, I guess Brock Lesnar is going to be in the Royal Rumble after all. He has his eyes set on the champion, which was very well done. Like, this entire match is like, you're waiting. You're just waiting for Brock. You're waiting for Brock. You're waiting for Brock.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much the whole match. You're waiting for Brock. You know he's coming out. You know he's going to destroy somebody. And really, it wasn't one versus all. It was Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens with everybody else standing at ringside watching. Which, you know, for what it was like, it was a good match. But it's just like, did everybody really need to be out there unless, you know, it's like they could have come out, interrupted the match, gone after Roman, and then Brock could have come out. Rather than have everybody just kind of standing there at ringside. Because this is exactly what happened, is they all just kind of stood there at ringside, you know, somewhat taunting Roman, and then, again, more standing. Because, like, what can they really do?
Yeah, pretty much. But overall, I thought it was a good angle. I liked the ending with Brock Lesnar. I thought it was strong. I thought they did a good job with that. They made him look strong. And they've built interest to the Royal Rumble, and that's all you can really hope for at this point.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, that will do it. Nothing much else to talk about on the show. We love the Social Outcast bit with the Wyatt family. The ending was good. Match quality was solid tonight. This show didn't drag.
Not really, no, it didn't.
Which is a good thing. Anyway, that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This Thursday, we do a show called The Rack.
That's right. We've got news. We've got notes. We're going to be talking NXT, because I believe it is back this week. Yay.
Yes, it is.
And is it?
Yes, it is.
Thank goodness. Yay. We don't have to, like, come up with stuff. Yay. And I believe we're previewing the Rumble. Or is that next week?
That's next week. But
that's next week.
But we'll tell you all about how you can get a number into our Royal Rumble entry contest this Thursday on the Rack.
Because, you know, some of us here on this call actually got the winner last year.
That's the Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow the show on Twitter at Rack Radio Show, Twitter.com/Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show, YouTube as well, and SoundCloud Rack Radio Show, RackRadioShow.com. Saturday night, midnight-ish is CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies, like David Bowie. We'll talk about it. Saturday night, midnight-ish, CB Radio live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, where they will preview the Royal Rumble at 10 p.m. Eastern at WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll be back to talk all about the Go Home Edition of Monday Night Raw, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. It's the Raw Post Show at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes. Search Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LensWards, same as the Twitters. And check out The Rack this Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Thanks to Gorick.net, and thanks to Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay.
That's a nice catch.
She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack, and right back here next Monday night, 11-10 p.m. Eastern, for the Raw Post Show, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network on WildTalkRadio.com.
Come.